imagine waking up one day and seeing yourself being sold online to multiple men, multiple times. And the worst thing is you don't know what's worse that could happen. And your mind immediately goes there. That look, this is just my picture that they've screenshotted and used for this purpose. What else do they have on me? What else can they do to me? I kind of shrugged it off, but then I saw that there's more of it and there are many women on that list. And I remember that time I actually fell violently, like I started puking on my way to the assignment, and it was just bad. It took a bad toll on me.
I got one WhatsApp message from a journalist friend who said that my name features in a horrific list, a list which is up on one of the apps on a platform called GitHub, and this app is called Bully Pie app. Basically, they have put names of hundreds of girls and women, Muslim women, they are auctioning us online. We are up for sale, and there are morphed pictures and morphed videos, and basically they're projecting us as maids who will be auctioned in no time. The harassment and the communal targeting has become, you know, almost like we're supposed to internalize it. Is becoming like a way of life. And that is very unnerving and very unsettling.
When they see Muslim women being on social media, talking about things, just existing, in fact, that's unacceptable to them. They're saying, okay, look, we're sending out a message to you, but also to the entire Muslim community that, you know, stay in your lane, right? Like these things, the minute they keep happening over and over again, they become normalized. This is the third time this is happening in the last one and a half years, the third time. And that is absolutely unacceptable.